In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Napier Avenue Bridge over the St. Joseph River is expected to reopen to public traffic by Memorial Day weekend. The Berrien County Road Department announced on Thursday that construction crews are working to have one lane in each direction back open by that time. Interim Director Kevin Stack told county commissioners on Thursday work to get the bridge ready for traffic again started soon after it was closed.
As of right now, the bridge has been stabilized. It was stabilized April 29th, which is the Friday after it was closed that Tuesday. Contractors worked till about 11:30 at night underneath that bridge, welding, getting temporary supports in place.
The Napier Bridge was shut down last month when crews doing a rehabilitation project on it saw a rocker arm fail. Sack said the bridge was reopened to police and ambulance traffic last week.
It's working very well. We've shifted traffic once for them and notified them, and it seems to, the word gets around very quickly, so they're able to accommodate their travels. We are monitoring it right now, so basically what we're doing is simulating live traffic.
Stack promised more updates for the public as progress is made on getting the bridge ready for Memorial Day safely. He said the road department is putting all sorts of weight on it, and it's holding up perfectly. He said safety will not be sacrificed just to get the bridge back open in time for Memorial Day. The Krasle Arts Center has released the results of an economic impact study that it's done on both the center itself and also the Krasle Art Fair. Krasle Director of Events Jamie Belkin tells us the annual art fair attracts a lot of people who spend a lot of money.
For 2021, the Krasle Art Fair on the Bluff brought $1.2 million of economic impact, and that was with hosting 150 artists and over 14,000 visitors to the community.
Belkin says 2021 was a bit of a scaled back year. They had 150 artists, whereas this year there will be more than 170. The economic impact is a result of people eating at local restaurants, shopping in stores, staying at hotels, and more. The study has also found that the Krasle Arts Center's impact each year is $3.6 million, with 9 jobs supported. The overall economic effect of the Krasle and the fair is $4.9 million. Congressman Fred Upton says more money needs to be set aside by Congress for fighting COVID-19. President Biden also made the call for more aid this week, as the nation marked 1 million deaths from the illness. Upton tells us time is running out to take care of a few key things.
Yes, it's important that the COVID vaccines and booster shots continue to be made available for free to the American public. Also, the testing protocols that are there, so that testing, in essence, can be free for folks. That money is drying up. There's not a lot in the bank. Much of it's been exhausted, so it needs to be replenished.
Upton says the issue is tied up in multiple complications. However, he says Congress will have to do something by the end of the month. He predicts a busy few weeks in Washington. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.